League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
But news coming out of ESPN, we had talked about it because we loved the fact that Dan Shulman used to join us on the show. Great dude. Really loved the combo of on Sunday Night Baseball of him, Jess Mendoza, and Aaron Boone. We know that Boone is now the manager of the Yankees, so he gone.
Yep.
And Dan Shulman said for whatever personal reasons, he didn't want to do it anymore. He's still going to do college basketball and other things for ESPN. So that meant there were two chairs open. Those chairs had been filled simultaneously as of yesterday as ESPN announced that Alex Rodriguez is going to replace Aaron Boone. And in a very weird twist, he not only is going to replace Aaron Boone and do Sunday Night Baseball on ESPN, but he's going to keep his playoff job on Fox during the national broadcast. Now, look, I think A-Rod was very good and informative and entertaining to some degree when he was on TV.
Disagree.
And I can't stand
on
the
panel, he was the worst one by far. Because it was him, it was Big Poppy.
Big Hurt,
who they never let talk.
And Keith Hernandez.
And Keith Hernandez. And Hernandez, I thought, did okay. Yeah. He was very technical, which I really liked. He gave you a lot of insight to the game. They never let the Big Hurt talk. Poppy stole the show. Yep. And Alex Rodriguez was annoying, and there was no reason to have him on that panel.
I dislike him, but I thought that he was informative. I thought he got a lot of points across that were valid. I thought he was fairly decent.
Blech.
But I don't like the fact that now ESPN thinks he's the next have-all, be-all. And
I think most people don't like him, though.
Just because he's arrogant.
He's arrogant, and then the past with the cheating and the steroids. And
now everybody's jealous because he's got J-Lo.
Well.
And there's something to that now.
Here's the thing, though.
Here's where, for those people in that camp, here's more fuel to that fire. Because not only does he get the gig on ESPN, but he told ESPN, look, the play-by-play guy I want to work with is Matt Vasgersian. I like Matt Vasgersian.
I do. I think he's great.
I followed his career coming up. I mean, he's been in baseball for a long time.
Knows his stuff. He's passionate about the game. So, that's what you want. You want a guy that's, because I don't really feel like Joe Buck loves baseball.
Oh, he does. Come on, man. His dad was the longtime voice of the Cardinals.
I don't feel it. He calls a good game, but I feel like it's more about, hey, look at me, I'm Joe Buck. And I don't feel that from Matt Vasgersian. I think if you didn't even recognize Matt Vasgersian, but you loved baseball and enjoyed listening to him call a game, that would make him happy. I think Joe Buck wants you to notice Joe Buck.
I think Joe Buck's gotten to the point where his ego is definitely part of the game.
Yes.
But here's the thing. If you're Jess Mendoza, why aren't you asking who she wants to work with? Because we both have said we're a big fan of her work.
Love her work.
And yet, all of a sudden, A-Rod is getting to pick who, not only the fact that he can still do Fox, but, oh, by the way, this is who I want to work with, and they hire him. And because of all the internal crap we know that's been going on at ESPN, from all the different harassment charges to all the different people being let go, both in front of the mic and behind it, now, really bad look when you've got lots of guys that work as analysts on ESPN that you're not giving a chance at that job. But more importantly, whether you like them or not, guys like Carl Ravitch, guys like an up-and-comer like John Shambi, guys that have been on the payroll, busting their hump for you whenever you need them, like how he did that, because you're a camel guy. But all of a sudden, you don't get even a sniff it. And Ravitch came out and said, I want it. I love baseball. I've been on this network forever.
He has. And he did Baseball Tonight.
Yeah, and not that I want to listen to him doing it, and not that I think he's great at it, but at least give him a sniff. Instead, you go completely off the payroll and the beaten path.
Go to MLB Network and Fox and grab Vasgersian from the MLB Network.
What does that say? I think they do it better than we do.
I tell you, I would have much rather have seen Mark DeRosa in that analyst chair along with Jessica Mendoza. I love what he does on MLB Central. I think that show is great. If you really love baseball and you haven't checked out the MLB Network and MLB Central in the mornings, I will sit there.
A lot of good personalities across the board.
Man, I'll sit there and when they bring Eric Burns in and he adds some comic relief and some fun to the show and they get along well. There's the chemistry, and that's why I think too, because they have a female on that show as well, Lauren Jihadi. And so I think that you could kind of have something similar to that when you had, if you had Vasgersian and DeRosa and Jessica Mendoza,
but you could take it your pick. Look, Harold Reynolds can't go back because he did that to himself. But yeah. Harold Reynolds is great.
Yep.
I think Al Leiter is great. If you really want to take someone from over there and bring him onto ESPN, John Smoltz is the guy. Not that I know that. I don't think Fox the other way would let him. I just think from an informative and from experiences and all the things he brings in information-wise to the game, I think Smoltz is great. But they've got plenty of people over there from that perspective.
One guy that was never going to go was Harold Reynolds. He's never going to go back to ESPN. Right. No. But I think he would make a great analyst on a game call, too.
I've always enjoyed when he used to call games on ESPN and his studio work. And, again, aside from what he did to himself, he was on the fast track to be in.
School me. What did he do to himself? I don't know.
He didn't do it to himself. He did it to others while on the ESPN watch.
Yeah, let's just put it this way. The Me Too movement isn't brand new.
Right.
It's been around a while.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
And he had he was accused of inappropriate things.
Yep.
Comments and actions towards females at ESPN when he worked there.
Now, would you agree? Are you a Poppy fan?
Not enough to listen to him call a game. A studio,
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Get everything for your next project at Menards and save big money. We carry everything to help you breathe easier. Allergen air filters help prevent seasonal allergy symptoms and improve your indoor air quality by capturing microparticles while allowing maximum airflow. Save big on Allergen air filters when you shop at Menards. View the weekly flyer and all of our great deals happening this week on Menards.com. Save big.